USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Thousands of residents in two suburban Denver communities have been told to leave due to wind-driven wildfires. Buildings and vehicles were torched in Superior, which has been evacuated, as well as another nearby town. KCNC-TV's Jim Betterman.
The city of Louisville, the entire city of Louisville, has been evacuated under an evacuation order. The people in that city, emergency officials saying, leave now. This is a life-threatening situation.
At least six injuries have been reported due to the wildfires. President Biden spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin during a phone call. The White House says tensions at the Ukrainian border and Ukraine's potential admission to NATO were some of the primary talking points. Biden warned of possible sanctions if Russia moved against Ukraine. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and diseases with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diet. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift, and they've extended this special through this week. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation. Sign up now, you'll get the WAR 40% discount, and your spouse is free. Go now to energizedhealth.com or call 888-444-8895. 40% off for you. Your spouse is free. 888-444-8895. EnergizedHealth.com.
A former British socialite is now awaiting sentencing after being found guilty of sex trafficking. USA Radio Network's Lance Pry has the story.
A jury found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty on 5 of 6 counts related to her role in Jeffrey Epstein's sexual abuse of minor girls. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, Damian Williams.
A unanimous jury has found Ghislaine Maxwell guilty of one of the worst crimes imaginable, facilitating and participating in the sexual abuse of children, crimes that she committed with her longtime partner and co-conspirator, Jeffrey Epstein.
Maxwell attorney Bobby Sternheim, after the verdict was read Wednesday evening.
We firmly believe in Ghislaine's innocence. Obviously, we are very disappointed with the verdict. We have already started working on the appeal, and we are confident that she will be vindicated.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The fate of the Remain in Mexico policy still remains hanging in the balance.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartels do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the South. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.